Hi, it's Leah down here from OCI Radio and 101.6 FM for the Costa del Sol and 94.6 FM for the Costa Blanca. You're all very welcome to the show today. And indeed, you're all very welcome to the show today. My guest in the studio is Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics. Martin, as usual, you're very welcome back.
Thank you for inviting us, Leah.
So listen, what's our next topic on the list?
Well, it's hard to say, but we're going to talk about depression today.
Righty-o. Okay, I'll try and keep my mood up.
Okay, well, I mean, it is a bit of a taboo subject, but depression, you know, some people see it as a life sentence. It's not necessary.
And so many people suffer from it now. What are the percentages like on that?
Lots.
I would imagine so, yeah.
And it's a matter of distinguishing between just feeling a bit sad or a bit down or feeling depressed because, you know, it's hard to determine exactly what depression is. You know, if you lose a loved one and you're sad, that's not depression.
Well, that's different.
That's understandable.
It's genuine grief, isn't it?
And we all go through times, like on Monday morning sometimes, I feel a bit depressed. And on a Friday, my mood changes.
Back from a holiday.
That's correct.
Like
that. So we all feel fed up, miserable or sad at certain times.
What about women now? Do we have more depression in women than men?
You ask me this every week. Yes, Leah, women are more susceptible to depression than men.
Yeah, I can relate to that, yeah. But it's getting back to the hormones again, though, isn't it, really?
You and your hormones. Okay.
Okay, I'll stop.
That's okay, no.
When people
feel miserable or sad, I mean, those feelings don't usually last longer than a week or two, and they don't interfere too much with their lives. And sometimes there's a reason, sometimes there's not, and the feelings just come out of the blue. But we can usually cope with them ourselves, just having a chat with a family member or friend, and the whole thing seems to sort itself out. So what is depression?
Yeah.
Someone is said to be significantly depressed or suffering depression when their feelings of depression just don't go away quickly, or they feel so bad that those feelings start to interfere with their everyday lifestyle. Clinically, they would then be classed as depressed.
How are you time-wise? How would you figure out you're depressed?
I think if it's got taking away normal feelings like bereavement, etc., take away something like that, then anything after like 3 or 4 weeks, I think someone should seek
help.
Then
you've got a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what does it feel like to be depressed? I mean, how do we know? The feelings of depression are much more powerful and pleasant than those short episodes of unhappiness that we experience from time to time. It goes on for much longer and can last for months for some people, rather than days or weeks. And most people with depression experience a number of symptoms, such as they just lose interest in life. They don't seem to enjoy anything. Tiredness is a very, very common sign of depression. They feel completely tired, sometimes taking 1 or 2 hours to get off to sleep, and then they wake up rather much more earlier than normal. They lose their self-confidence, they feel irritable. And obviously, you know, that sometimes the thought of suicide creeps in as well. So it's quite serious stuff.
What about weight loss or weight gain?
I think you know all about this subject, don't you? Weight loss or weight gain, either one can be a sign of depression. You don't look as if you need to.
I'm talking about it a long time ago. And it wasn't me, it was a friend.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, we don't realise just how depressed we are because it's come on so gradually. And some people are determined to struggle on and blame just themselves. They blame themselves for being lazy or feeble. Other people need to persuade us that, you know, it's just a sign of weakness or something. I mean, I should try and just cope with it ourselves and just make ourselves busy.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes this just makes us even more stressed and more exhausted. And we then often start to notice physical pains, constant headaches and things like this. And sometimes those symptoms can be the first sign of depression. Because, you know, people, you know, can have mild backache and just put up with it. When they're depressed, they'll start to report it. They'll start to sort of become more aware of it.
Okay.
As in everyday depression that we all experience from time to time, there's sometimes an obvious reason for becoming depressed and sometimes not. Sometimes there's more than one reason. And the reason sometimes can seem obvious. It can be disappointment, frustration, losing something or someone special. And sometimes it just isn't clear. Sometimes we really don't know why. But either way, the feelings can become so bad that they need help. And some people view depression as a form of weakness, which is completely wrong as well.
Depends on where you're from, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, country people in Ireland now, they don't have depression, it's just not on.
That's funny.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah, it's funny that. It's like, I must get the medical people to go and do some research.
I know, yeah. No, yeah. But it's, you know, it's just an attitude.
Listen, Leah, it can happen to the most determined of people, and calls for help, they're not criticism. It's not a sign of weakness. Even powerful personalities can experience deep depression. Winston Churchill called it his own black dog, because, you know, he suffered with clinical depression for a long, long while.
I never knew that, really.
Yeah. Every time I try and give you a little bit more education while I'm here, Leah.
I know, yeah. Gosh.
So when should someone seek help, Leah? When their feelings of depression are worse than usual and don't seem to get any better, when their feelings of depression affect their work, then they should take visits, go along and visit their doctor. And if they find you know, that life's just not worth living, or that other people would be better off without you, they
stop. You definitely have a problem, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there's things that people can do to help themselves if they're feeling depressed. You know,
yeah.
Shouldn't keep it to themselves. They should discuss it with other people, share it with friends, talk it through. And sometimes just talking a problem through with other people makes you see it in a different way.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and also do something. Get out of doors, take some exercise, even if they only go for a walk. It all helps to keep it, if you keep physically fit. And obviously that will improve your sleep as well.
Yeah.
Eating, your diet is very important. Eating a balanced diet, even though they may not feel like eating, fresh fruit and vegetables are particularly good. Depression can make you, like you said, lose weight and run short of vitamins, which only makes matters worse.
I know, because if your body starts falling apart, then how can you, emotionally stay together, yeah.
And then, of course, there's my favourite subject regarding depression. Beware of alcohol. And it's, you know, when people feel down, it's the one thing for people to do is to open a bottle of red or whatever their
well,
tipple
yeah,
is.
Well, yeah, you do though, don't you?
Well,
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
we all do. Yeah. Yeah. You've got to resist the temptation to drown the sorrows with drink. Alcohol actually makes depression worse. It may make you feel better for a few hours, but will then make you feel worse again much later on. Too much alcohol stops you from seeking the right help and from solving problems. And it's also, of course, bad for your physical health.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Next time I come, Lee, if you invite me along again, we'll do a whole session on alcohol. I've got some very...
I've been dying to do one on alcohol for a long time, particularly here in Spain, because, I mean, it's so rampant, isn't it?
Oh, I love that subject. We'll talk about alcohol next time I come. Sleep is another thing that people can do to help themselves. They should try not to worry about finding it difficult to sleep. Can be helpful to listen to the radio, watch TV while you're lying down and resting, even if you can't sleep. But if you just do something to occupy your mind, this will make it much more easy for you to just drift off. But of course, tackling the cause of the depression is the most important. If you think you know what is behind your depression, it can help to write down the problem and think of things that you could do to tackle it, or to talk it through with friends, etc., you know?
Yeah.
At the clinic, at Ely, our goal has always been for the treatment to end with the previously depressed person ready to move forward, to take control and to become... want them to become the true architects of their own life. It's a scenario that we believe should be everyone's birthright, really.
Yeah.
The treatment incorporates, where appropriate, cognitive behaviour therapy and hypnotherapy, and is used to demonstrate to clients how they can implement rapid positive change in their lives. And we aim to show people just how they can quickly and permanently move from being sad to happy. And, you know, once again, sometimes this only takes two or three sessions. It can
really,
be
really, yeah.
Be
so somebody who's been suffering for a while could...
Most certainly, yeah. And, you know, in psychology, people talk about us being able to change the past, and people sort of look at you strangely when you're having a cup of coffee. People look at it very strange when you say that. But when we talk about changing the past, we're talking about if you can change someone's perception of a past event, you can actually change how they see it now. And sometimes that's just one of the things that you would do with someone that's depressed, just to find out what the problem is and to maybe change their perception of that problem, where it came from, why the person reacted in that way, and sometimes that can be enough as well.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
But we have to accept that, you know, no one is born depressed. Often the trait has been painstakingly learned. It's come from somewhere, just like positive habits we learn as children, like tying a shoelace or learning the alphabet. They've learned to be depressed, and any bad habit or learned pattern of behavior can be changed and unlearned.
Even at our age.
Even at our age, yeah, Lee. Yeah, yeah.
No, but you feel like, you know, God, I've been feeling like this for so long, so it's great to feel that there is hope at the end of the tunnel, yeah?
Most certainly. And, you know, we find that people come to us because they want change in their lives, and often it's for many, many different reasons. You know, sometimes they just wake up in the morning and they realise that they don't want to put up with this anymore. Sometimes they're scared or lonely. Others believe they've just reached a crossroads in their life and they just feel it's inevitable. And some just wake up one morning and say, that's it, I want to put things right, and they want change. And you see them leaving the clinic after sometimes just the first or second session with a smile on their face, and they just cannot believe how big the change is and how much their life has improved just in that two or three hours, you know.
Fantastic. Listen, we've been speaking to Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinic, so tell us where you are so these people can go and get themselves sorted.
The clinic is situated in the central Fuengirola in Cali, España, just opposite the post office.
Oh, right in the centre there, okay. Yeah. Your email number is mail@eliteclinics.com. Okay, and your phone number is 951-311-591. That's 951-311-591. Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us, Liv.
Thank you. And that was Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. The number there again is 951-311-591.